Marvin kept his eye on the glowing lightsaber, still ignited in her other hand. Like all of the third-generation biots based on Force users, two had impaired mental function. Kratheus believed that their technological core interacted with the Force to corrupt the development of their minds. Marvin suspected the monolith itself was causing the problem, an opinion Savara Rain had shared with him, but he was unsure how to counter it. When Marvin did not reply to the biot's profession of loyalty, she grew desperate and stepped in front of his power body.
"Did you hear me, Marvin?"
she asked.
"I love you that much, enough to die for you."
Marvin stopped, keeping a wary eye on the whirling blade in her hand.
"I know," he said. "I made you that way."
Tu gave him her sweetest smile.
"I'm glad you did."
She whipped her lightsaber through the air in a mock attack.
"But you should have let me kill that bonebag Savara. She didn't deserve you."
A sharp bang clang echoed around the corner behind them, and Marvin knew the Jedi were catching up. He chose his next words carefully.
"Savara Rain is more useful to us alive. The Jedi will need to blame someone when Luke Skywalker dies, and I'd rather it not be me."
He used a pincer arm to motion Tu toward the vestibule ahead.
"Now, let's hurry. The Jedi mustn't catch us here."
"You go," Tu said. "I can hold them off."
"Not yet."
Marvin nudged her forward.
"I need you with me."
Tu smiled.
"You do?"
"Yes, so I can pass through the gate,"
Marvin said.
"I don't have the Force, remember?"
"I remember."
Tu force-leapt all the way to the hatch, then turned to face him. She began to whirl her lightsaber again, looking confused.
"But won't the gate make us mad?"
she asked.
"The others went mad."
Marvin struggled to remain patient.
"The others weren't Kalumai."
Savara too looked uncertain.
"But I'm only part Kalumai," she said. "A very small part."
"That's true,"
Marvin said, catching up to her.
"But you did say you would do anything for me."